Hi, it's Patrick here with a story today about language learning, technology, and immigration. Or rather, non-immigration. Because rather than ask the question, what makes someone move from one country to another, we're asking, what makes someone stay, not move? In the case of the person we're going to hear about today, the difference is technology. This guy can earn a pretty decent living teaching Spanish without actually leaving his home. Here's Emily Files.
I first heard about this guy, this Spanish teacher in Guatemala, through a friend of a friend. She was getting lessons over Skype. She told me that the money her teacher is making with his Skype classes has had a profound impact on his life.
Está bien. El clima es interesante porque ayer cayó un tipo de lluvia.
Sí.
Muy fina.
That's Marco Antonio Tobin Garcia teaching Laura Knotts, an elementary school teacher in Chicago. Most of Tobin Garcia's students are American or Canadian. He used to teach at a local language school in his hometown, and the difference in how much money he now makes is huge. At the school, he made $2 an hour. Over Skype, he makes five times that amount, as he told me on what else but Skype.
I can see the profits, money for the house, money for health.
He's making so much more that last month he quit his job at the language school. I asked a veteran language teacher about this, someone based in the U.S. who's been teaching both online and in classrooms. She says online language lessons have taken off in the past 2 or 3 years as internet access in developing countries expands. But she doesn't think traditional classroom teaching will die out anytime soon. Meanwhile, the number of Tobin Garcia's Skype students is growing.
Jay, Melissa, Daniel, Sao Cheng.
The money from those lessons has allowed Tobin Garcia and his wife to afford luxuries like a washing machine. And it's not just his immediate family he's helping. His 7-year-old niece was malnourished and got sick.
My niece, with troubles, she would have died. Because when I realized her condition, it was very, very bad.
Tobin Garcia gave her parents money for medicine and food, and she's doing better now. If not for these internet lessons, Tobin Garcia might have traveled outside of Guatemala to make anything close to $10 an hour. In fact, when he was younger, he did think about moving to the United States.
Because I had heard about in the United States, there was gold money.
In the end, he decided not to. Sneaking in through Mexico, he says, would have been too dangerous. Now Tobin Garcia's 49 and he's still never been outside of Guatemala, but he hopes maybe that'll change.
I would like to visit the place, the country where students live. For example, I said, Laura, I would like to visit Chicago. I would like to visit Canada. Windsor, Canada, for seeing snow.
Of course, there are occasional technical problems with talking over Skype, but so far, Tobin Garcia has been able to make his online business work. So much so that if he ever visits the U.S., it'll just be for vacation. For The World, I'm Emily Files.
And we have photos, links, a blog post, all that stuff at pri.org/language. Otherwise, I'll see you on the social network of your choice. I post at a bunch of places, but most frequently on Twitter. My handle is Patrick Cox. That's PATRICOX. So many pod episodes these past few weeks. I need a nap. See you soon.